The committee have been hard at work trying to plan some amazing things for this year. And after last year's success, we sat down and had our initial planning meeting, which sort of starts work in September. And we agreed a theme, which was the number six. And it's been fantastic hearing back from some of the different schools and businesses that are a part of the parade on what their take on the number six is, and whether it be something to do with the 2026 World Cup, or whether it be something to do with the sixth colour in the rainbow is indigo. There are some other bits in there that I won't spoil for you, but there's some really creative floats going on at the moment. So we're really looking forward to that. As an addition, we do a 10K run. Paul and Katie, our run team, have organised a 6K run as well to go in with our theme of six. So that's been very well received, and we've got quite a number of people that are not only going to do the 10K, but a number of people that are they're going to be running the 6K run as well, all of which will be going through the town. So one of the things that we love about Carnival Day and the Carnival Run is we have so many people out in the town supporting people and cheering runners on. So it's really nice atmosphere down there. In the showground, we've got some really great live music, and that's been sponsored by Laura Lane Studios. And again, Laura and Mark work really, really hard to bring some really good local music and some talented people to give us some entertainment throughout the day. One of the things that we've also been blessed with this year is we've had Travel Sphere come on board, and they are our volunteer sponsor. And they are going to help with our volunteers and do some things on the day to show you about themselves and their travel guides. So they're going to help guide us around the showground and guide us through our day. As ever, we put on free face painting for all the children that come along to try and help make the day a little bit cheaper and to make it a bit more enjoyable for everybody. We've got Harbour Athletics there doing a mini Olympics. We've got the It's a Knockout team, which is the Harbour Round Table. They're coming back again to do an It's a Knockout with all the schools. We've got the final of the football tournament going on. There's so many different fairground rides and different stalls from some of the floats to raise money for their own organisations, as well as having trade stalls where you can buy different bits and pieces throughout the day. We've got the HFM stage. We've got all the dancers that are going to be on the HFM stage. And then we've got the main stage with all the music.
Obviously, the road closures, the signs have been up for a week or so now, so people should be aware. But There'll be just some closures, obviously, to allow it all to happen.
Yeah, as with everything, you know, we have to close the roads to make this go. We try and close them for the least amount of time as possible. All we ask from people is that they respect the marshals. We will let you through. If you are parked in the Commons car park and you want to come out between the closure time, when it is safe to do so, we will let you out. And we will let you out at the earliest possible convenience. If you're wanting to come through the centre of town to go and do your shopping, unfortunately, you'll have to take the diversion route, and they're clearly marked. But yeah, please do respect the volunteers that are on the road closures. They are here to help the event go on, not to try and ruin your day.